Moshe Rabbeinu tells the people, "Vayachi avu alecha kol ha-devarim ha'ile," when all these things transpire, when you have habracha ve'aklala, the blessings, the curses that I've placed before you, "Vashevotei levavecha," then you'll take to your heart, "B'chol ha-gerim asher idcha Hashem lokecha shama," wherever you've been banished throughout the nations, you'll take to heart and you'll do tshuva. So Rav Chalap says the curse itself is what helps ensure that we don't fall too far. It stops us. And that, in other words, is the guarantee that ultimately we will do tshuva, v'ashevota levavecha. And then what becomes clarified is that technically we shouldn't be able to transgress at all. Our nature, the nature of Am Yisrael, is to do what's right. But there are external impacts. There are external things that affect us. They cause us to fall. That's the idea of Adam in the Garden of Eden. Adam on his own is not running to eat from the forbidden fruit. Neither is Eve. But there is an external snake that's pushing them to it. There are external stimuli that push a person and pull them down. And so Hashem says, when you do tshuva, so then v'natan Hashem elokecha et kol ha'alot eile al oyevecha v'al sonecha asher radafucha, the curses will befall your enemies who pursued you, and for them it will be alot, it will be curses, not the way it was for us. Allah is a destructive curse. Hashem says you will have curses that will lead you to do tshuva. They will have the curses that were described in last week's parsha as a destructive curse because they were destructive forces. We work with the concept that a person is created good, and external stimuli can shift him to make mistakes, but he is veering away from his natural path. And that's why a person, we call it tshuva. Tshuva means he's returning. He's returning to that which is right. Because when he's born, he's right. Hashem asat Adam yashar. God made man straight. Man messes it up. So he has to come back to that straight path.
The external forces,